Hello, and welcome to NARC, Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Collaborators, home to NARC Troopers. If you enjoyed today's episode, check out narctroopers.com, where you'll find a lot of other helpful resources on your recovery journey. Today, our title is called Happy Donut. Those are two great words to put side by side, don't you think? How I lived my life and had a lived life with a covert narcissist, and what it gifted me was new vision, but also it had a bad side. It normalized abuse. So let's talk about the different kinds of vision, and then I'll tell you what this has to do with a happy donut. You got to stay for the end. It'll be a surprise. Happy donut. So the first kind of vision I'd like to talk about is shark vision. A person with a narcissistic personality disorder is a predator. They have shark vision, which is unbelievably a mixture of keen physical vision, energetic attunement, psychic awareness, vulnerability sensors, and a gift of superior tactics to track prey and get fed, which is the supply and the fuel. They see the whole picture in 3D Technicolor surround sound, and this enables them to find the most delicious food. So they are gifted. They have great skills for hunting their prey. The next kind of vision is myopic vision. A person with a dependent personality disorder or some kind of vulnerability caused by childhood trauma, toxic scripting, bad programming, or other issues, it makes them juicy prey and often has a kind of single vision, like wearing blinders. People like that only see part of the picture. We don't see the whole thing. Myopic is single visioned. And then there is transformed vision. After time with a pathological covert narcissist, it changes you. It changes the way you see things. In some ways, it opens up the world as you step into a shared fantasy with them where everything is brighter and more colorful and more intense. You are transported to paradise, even if it is all fake tiki bars and paper lanterns. It feels real and sweeps you away. It also changes your vision in a negative way as you gradually lose the ability to see in reality what is happening. The slow erosion of your self-respect, dignity, moral compass, integrity, and ability to acknowledge the truth of any of this. So the truth is that you are being abused, and abuse comes in many sizes and shapes. It could be overt physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, spiritual abuse, familial abuse, financial abuse, career abuse, friend abuse, and the most insidious and stealthy kind of all abuse, ambient abuse. You are conditioned over time to not see the abused for what it really is. You are trained to normalize it. And it is then that you can no longer see it or identify it. It feels normal. It feels like everything is as it should be. The narcissist keeps you under control even while their abuse is getting worse and worse. The next kind of vision is no vision. The end result is a darkness of the soul that descends and obliterates all ability to see anything. You don't see the collateral damage all around you as friends and family drop one by one and fall away. You don't see how your own identity is being dissolved and consumed by the ravenous, never satiated narcissist. You don't see how everything decent and meaningful is gradually lost. You don't see the betrayals, the lies, the half-truths, and twisted sideways truths and omissions. You don't see their contempt or envy or devaluation of all that is good in you, and you don't see anything except their power to control every aspect of your existence in the most subtle and deceptive ways. You are, for all practical purposes, blind. But it does not begin that way. So let's talk about that. Augmented virtual vision. Augmented virtual vision. At the beginning of a relationship with a person with NPD, there is an enhanced super widening of the world and virtual reality vision that blows your socks off and leaves you quivering in your knickers, craving more and more. Case in point, sometime during the first few years of marriage, my narc ex and I walked into a Hobby Lobby in Austin, Texas on a hot summer night. He pulled me back and put his arms around me and said, "Stand here. I want to show you something." Not sure what was happening, he said, "Look up." And with those magic words, I shifted my gaze from the limited view of what was directly in front of me and on both sides of me, and I lifted my eyes to the ceiling. I was dumbfounded. It was as if he had summoned the place to open up and shine like the heavens with his one command. It was crazy that I had never seen this before. I had never looked up in countless visits over a period of many years. But there it was, rows and rows and rows of fluorescent tubes, maybe 100 or more, covering the vast ceiling of the huge retail store. Suddenly, the place doubled, maybe tripled in size. How could I have missed all this my whole life? I never even knew this was here, I thought to myself, as the whole image blew up and spread out in front of me. And then I started looking up everywhere. Everywhere I went, the grocery store, my school cafeteria, my daughter's dance studio, it amplified, magnified, and expanded my world and just with something so simple yet transformative. Now I understand that a predator like a narcissist must see everything at all times. It is the law of the jungle. He must be alert and aware. I thought he was supernatural at the time. Now I just see that he had enhanced survival skills and keen awareness just so that he could feed. So the next part is improved vision. So here we are, 3 years after my narc ex-husband discarded me unexpectedly, and I have what I call improved vision. It's ironic, actually. One of the reasons he decided to toss me in the trash is because he was tired of being watchful of my safety when we were out and about, because I have low vision caused by an eye disease. The narcissist cannot be with a partner who is ill or defective in any way. In fact, he even said, "I don't want to take care of you." Funny thing is that I still teach, drive, travel, and take care of myself with no help. And my vision, even though it still requires some modification and accommodation, you know, it's no real inconvenience and does not slow me down. More importantly, my other kinds of vision, the knowing ability to see reality and truth, well, it has never been better. So here we go. Here's the part you waited for at the end. Recently, I walked into a place near my house called Happy Donut, and I went there to get a taro smoothie and a maple donut. I discovered this great neighborhood gem the first week that I arrived in California several months ago, and, you know, the first thing I did was I looked up. I looked up. And there, right in front of me, was a gigantic donut artfully attached to the ceiling. My first impulse was to turn and tell him what I saw, but then I remembered that he's gone. And shapeshifting into a new life with new people and new landscapes where nobody knows what he did or who he used to be. So that's okay. I want to thank him for both enriching my life and destroying it. Maybe the destroying part had to come first before the enrichment. I think it works like that. Anyway, through the muck and the mud of all that hellscape, I learned to be free and independent and clean up the lingering trauma that kept me addicted to a mentally ill and spiritually bankrupt man who was incapable of being a healthy grown-up person or having any real feelings. So that happy donut, that giant donut that was bigger than my car, really dazed me for a bit. And I stared at it and thought, how did they do that? How did that get up there? It looks sturdy. It's not paper mache or some hanging doodad. It's substantive. It's made out of something that's going to last forever, you know? And I just have new gratitude for the eyes that see more than he will ever see. And if it's a giant glistening maple donut, well then I think it's definitely a win.